cattle futures softened on Monday. Total beef cow slaughter for this year is projected to be about 2.5% more than last year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ashmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 13th of October. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on very light demand in the Texas Panhandle and Western Corn Belt through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although too few to trend, there were a few live sales in the Texas Panhandle at $109 a hundredweight and a few in the Western Corn Belt at $107. Last week's five area direct negotiated weighted average fed steer price was $107.12 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $1.14 higher than the previous week, but 95 cents less than the same time last year. The average price in the beef of $169.67 was $1.97 more than the prior week, but $2.10 less than the previous year. Cattle futures dropped Monday with fall-through pressure from last week and perhaps some fund selling. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.19 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 81 cents lower across a range of 35 cents to a dollar lower, except for an average of 23 cents higher in three contracts. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 56 cents higher Monday afternoon at $214.62 a hundredweight. Select was 52 cents higher at $200.34. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 5 cents lower. Soybean futures closed down 11 to 31 cents through January of 22 and then 1 to 6 cents lower. Calves and feeders sold mainly lower at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeders, steers, and heifers were selling $6 to $8 lower, with instances of $10 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Steer and heifer calves were selling sharply lower in a narrow test. There were an estimated 7,000 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $3 to $5 lower and then steady to $3 lower at heavier weights. Heifer calves sold steady to $3 lower, steady for yearling heifers. There are 5,433 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers sold steady with instances of $2 lower at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there were 2,915 head. Heifers, though, traded steady to $6 higher. Steers and heifers sold $3 to $11 lower at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, where there were 2,515 head. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 400 to 550 sold $5 to $15 higher at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers and heavier weights sold mixed. Heifers weighing 400 to 550 pounds traded steady to $11 higher and then $2 to $3 lower at 550 to 700 pounds and then mixed at heavier weights. There were 1,899 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold $2 to $4 lower at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky. Feeder heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. There are 1,580 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices climbed higher Monday, led by big tech stocks and despite uncertainty regarding additional federal economic stimulus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 250 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 57 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 296 points. The number of long-fed cattle are down off their June peak, and COVID impacts on that market have almost run their course, says Stephen Kuntz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Kuntz says fall feeder cattle prices could be among the highest of the year. While less than the recent peak of $150 a hundredweight in August, he points out current price levels of near $145 are significantly higher than the $120 seen in April. However, he explains, cash prices for 4-weight and 5-weight cattle remain comparable to the spring, with prices in the high 160s similar to the mid-160s of April and May. Koontz adds, basis for these lightweight cattle is soft, and the market is clearly communicating for producers who can to consider growing calves for another month or two. Although beef cow slaughter has yet to increase much, Koontz also expects to see acceleration there. For perspective, in his weekly market comments, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, says that as of late September, beef cow slaughter was up 2.7% compared to last year. He explains cumulative beef cow slaughter was nearly 11% higher year over year at the end of the first quarter. By the end of the second quarter, it was roughly 3.5% more year over year. Peel says beef cow slaughter is projected to be roughly 2% above year-ago levels in the fourth quarter, leading to an annual total beef cow slaughter roughly 2.5% higher year over year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 13th of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.